Ohio Right to Life is perhaps the most powerful lobby group at the statehouse these days. The Republican-dominated legislature has passed nearly two dozen bills that restrict abortions or funding for them. The latest was the Down syndrome abortion bill, which Governor John Kasich signed into law Friday. NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio's Jamie Miracle isn't surprised Kasich signed the bill into law, and she's not happy about it.
This bill is exploiting families who are facing, you know, raising a child with Down syndrome for a political gain, to really say, you know, we're going to use your family and not help your family. This bill does absolutely nothing to help families raising loved ones with Down syndrome.
The bill marks Kasich's 20th action restricting abortion rights since taking office, but it's not the only one he signed in 2017. Earlier this year, when the new budget was signed, it included a provision that gave money to women's health clinics that didn't provide abortions. There are some other bills that came close to passage. Take, for example, one that passed the Senate that bans a common procedure used in second trimester abortions. It was hailed by its backers, like lobbyist Barry Sheets with Principled Policy Consulting.
Ohio needs to go further and intercede to keep this barbaric and inhumane practice from continuing in our state.
On the other side, women dressed in costumes from the popular TV series The Handmaid's Tale packed a committee room during the bill's hearing. That series featured women who were forced by the government to act as surrogates without their consent. That effort was spearheaded by Stephanie Craddock Sherwood.
When abortions are needed later in pregnancy, it's often in very complex circumstances. The kind of situations where a patient and her doctor need every medical option available.
The Senate passed that bill, but the House hasn't picked it up. Ohio has half the number of abortion clinics it had in 2010 when Republicans won the governor's office and majorities in the State House and the Supreme Court. In September, the Ohio Supreme Court heard arguments on a case that could determine whether the only abortion clinic in Toledo is forced to shut down. The question the court is considering is whether a state law passed in 2013 is constitutional. It said an abortion clinic needs a transfer agreement with a local hospital, like an eye clinic or a plastic surgery center would have. But lawmakers also mandated no public hospital can enter into such agreement with a clinic that provides abortions. Jennifer Branch, who represents the Toledo Clinic, says that means women there are being denied their constitutional right to an abortion.
In Toledo, none of them would step forward and enter into a contract with this provider. Because of that, they're being denied their license to provide abortions to the women in Northwest Ohio.
Mike Gonadakis, president of Ohio Right to Life, says the restrictions in question are constitutional, and he says it's important to remember lawmakers are doing the will of the voters who elected them.
What our legislature has done is a clear example of elections have consequences. If you elect a pro-life legislature and a pro-life governor, you're going to get pro-life laws. We're at the lowest level of abortions in our state's history. We've went from 16 abortion clinics. We're at 7 now. Hopefully we'll drop a 2 more if we can get the Supreme Court to rule in our favor.
That's not the only abortion case the state's High Court heard this year. Another involves a Cleveland abortion clinic that questioned the process for allowing these restrictions as part of a budget proposal. Attorney Jesse Hill argued it violated the state's single subject rule.
If that's what the legislature wants to do, if the Ohio General Assembly wants to pass these bills as standalone bills, it is entitled to do that. That is not our argument. We are focused on the process by which the legislature snuck these provisions into the Ohio budget bill without public scrutiny or debate.
Again, Ohio Right to Life's Gonadakis makes this prediction if the court rules in preterm of Cleveland's favor.
But if they strike it down, it'll be on the governor's desk before the end of the year.
The court has yet to make decisions on those cases, though it might do that soon. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.